This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Hithi Agnihotri Mudholkar. Recently, the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation awarded a $75,000 grant to the Rural Community Alliance. The organization, also known as the RCA, is a Fox, Arkansas-based grassroots nonprofit that supports community change. The grant money will help RCA's efforts to organize and mobilize members of low-income rural communities throughout Arkansas. Lavina Grandin is the president and service policy and education director of the Rural Community Alliance. She says the organization comprises 50 chapters and a little over 1,200 members in these communities.
Our purpose is helping rural schools and communities survive and thrive. Basically, a few years ago, we realized that our rural schools were losing population, losing enrollment, because our rural communities were losing population, and decided that we needed to do something about that. So we formed this permanent organization in order to sort of band together to make a stronger policy voice. And then also we share resources and ideas and techniques with each other in order to strengthen our communities from within.
The Rural Community Alliance was founded in 2004 and received its 501c3 status in 2005. At the time, the nonprofit focused exclusively on education advocacy and organizing. In 2008, the nonprofit also started paying attention to the revitalization of rural communities. According to Grandin, Arkansas's rural communities have strong, innovative individuals, but there's a severe lack of financial as well as social capital. The latter is defined as the ability of a community to come together, to have the skills that it needs to interpret its economic and education situation and its resources, and to plan and manage those in order to move forward.
What I think of as those kinds of skills are organizing skills, grant writing skills, ability to take a survey of community residents, interpret the survey results, and then move the community forward in whatever area that survey covered. Those kinds of things, bringing people together to complete a project for the betterment of the community. Leadership skills. Sometimes our communities are depleted of leadership, and the leaders who are there haven't received any kind of training to help them know what resources there are to help the community move forward. So those are the kinds of things we talk about when we're talking about building social capital.
Grandin says rural communities all over the country are suffering due to the lack of employment and other opportunities brought about by mechanization, free trade agreements, and the outsourcing of manufacturing jobs. However, the biggest challenge that rural communities face, according to Grandin, is to give people hope that things can be different.
They've seen that their communities have been in decline for the last half century. So we try to, through our organization, through our membership, to help people believe that your past does not have to control your future, and to help people believe in themselves, that they can, through gaining information and new skills, control their own destiny. And it's not only our members or our rural community residents who feel that way or have felt that way, but we encounter this mindset among our state policymakers that there's not much use in putting money into rural communities or designing a plan for rural communities because, you know, they're a thing of the past. But that's not true, and we know that's not true.
The Rural Community Alliance is funded mostly by foundation grants and contributions from private donors and businesses. The money sponsors projects that deal with rural community revitalization and the formation of a network of communities that helps maximize the results of their accomplishments. The recent $75,000 grant from the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation to the RCA is a renewal of a previous three-year grant that helped start a community revival project. The grant will help RCA continue its work in strengthening rural communities by launching regional projects and help deepen its work in the Arkansas Delta community. Dr. Cherise Y. West is the president and CEO of the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation. She says the organization shares a long-standing relationship with the Rural Community Alliance.
We have supported their work around formula fairness. There's a formula fairness campaign that works to ensure that rural communities receive more equitable share of federal Title I education funds. The way that the formula currently works, it disproportionately or actually discriminates against rural communities. Thus, we do not get a sufficient or even a fair share of Title I funding. So the Formula Fairness campaign is a campaign that the Rural Community Alliance is leading here in the state of Arkansas to ensure that we get a fair and equitable distribution of Title I education funds. We have also supported their community-driven visioning planning process in three declining rural communities in Arkansas.
According to Dr. West, the foundation supports RCA in its projects because the grassroots nonprofit trains its members to turn these rural communities around.
One of the reasons why we are building on those investments with the Formula Fairness campaign and with our support to them for visioning and planning is because RCA trains community members in grassroots organizing, education advocacy, grant writing, strategic planning. They've done such an excellent job of that that we want to ensure that all communities or rural communities throughout Arkansas have access to the training, organizing, advocacy, grant writing, planning that they offer.
Dr. West says, in addition to promoting and assuring that its grantees are recognized, the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation organizes workshops and discussions for its grantees, focusing on the importance of advocacy, especially during the month of October, designated as Advocacy and Organizing Month. The foundation also partially funded a recent national study that found that every dollar invested in advocacy yields $114 in benefits for local communities. Dr. West requests people to recognize the efforts of a grassroots nonprofit organization such as the Rural Community Alliance in reviving rural communities throughout the state.
Well, as it relates to the Rural Community Alliance, they, like others of our grantees, we do support them, but they also need the support, the donations, and the volunteer time of citizens throughout the state of Arkansas. So I would also want to encourage those who are a part of your program to go to our website and visit the website of the Rural Community Alliance. And I would also suggest that you find ways to volunteer your time or even make a donation or in some way look to support the work, the excellent work that they do in building the capacity within rural communities throughout the state of Arkansas. Because the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation is a supporter, but we also need to leverage our support and encourage others to support the work that RCA does.
To learn more about the Rural Community Alliance, a Fox, Arkansas-based nonprofit that organizes low-income communities in the state, visit thenewrural.org. To learn more about the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, visit wrfoundation.org.